Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. So today on Sundays with Jeff Miller, I promised that we would discuss quarterback Joe Burrow. That's where we left off on our last podcast, and we're going to do our draft-based value program on Joe Burrow, quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, who is currently ranked position number 7 at quarterback with his best rating of 3, a worst of 12 overall. Suggestion is that he's being drafted around pick number 73 with a best of 51 and a worst of 106. His average draft position is number 59. 2021, he played 16 games, scored 398 fantasy points, good for a PPR ranking of 7. And then in 2020, we're not really going to talk about that because of his injuries. Pass attempts last year, 520, 4,611 yards, 34 TDs, and he also rushed for an additional 2 TDs. He had one game under 10 fantasy points, two games over 40 fantasy points, which happened to both come week 16 and 17 of the season. And then he had three games over 30, 11 games over 20. That puts him in pretty good territory, just behind those top four quarterbacks currently that we've rated in the last episode that we wanted to give you a little heads up on. Draft base value for me on Joe Burrow is right at number 50. And I think that you have to look at him there. He has high potential, great receiving core. It's going to determine how this team plays. They did prove that they could run the football last year. They improved their offensive line. So I am thinking that it is quite possible Joe Burrow could move up in the draft, but there is still that question mark on fantasy points for each game, if you know they're going to put up the big numbers or if it's just going to be a consistent number. I do think he's a great option for you at number 50, which puts him, you know, right at the beginning of the fifth round. Next up is Lamar Jackson, quarterback for Baltimore. His position rank is number 4. And his best ranking is 2, his worst ranking is 9. I don't understand the 2. I mean, I kind of understand the 2, and we'll talk a little more in a minute about that. But overall, 55 with a best of 40, worst of 85, and an average draft position of 51. In 2021, he only played 12 games, put up 288 points with a 15 ranking in PPR. In 2020, he played 15 games, 398 points, ranking of 10. His best season was 2019, where he put up 496 fantasy points, points per game, 24, ranked 10th last year. 11 games left is what he played. He left week 14 versus Cleveland and only played 14%, so I did not count that in his totals. He had 0 games under 10 points and 0 games under 15 in the games that he played. In those 11 games, he had 3 of them over 30, 8 over 20. That is consistency, which, you know, depending on your draft strategy, puts him in a position to be a pretty good help for your fantasy football team. 387 pass attempts in 11 games. His pace would have been 595 attempts for the season for a 17-game stretch. That would rank him number 9 in 2022 at that pace if he was able to produce those kind of stats. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore. My draft base value for him is I'm going to look to pick him up around 74. And that also makes Lamar Jackson my eighth-ranked quarterback. Okay, so Jalen Hurts was 7, and Matthew Stafford 6, just if you want to keep track of what's going on in that area. So there you go with that. Next up, Russell Wilson, the quarterback for Denver. Yes, Denver, if you haven't been paying much attention to fantasy football this season, Russell moved the show to Denver, Colorado, where he is currently being ranked at his position at 10, with a best of 4, a worst of 14, and an overall rating of 86, and that best would be 50, with a worst of 119, an average draft position of 85. In 2021, he played 14 games, 300 fantasy points, ranked 16th. In 2020, he played 16 games. His rank was 457 for a ranking of 6, which was his best ever. He had 3 games under 10, 4 games under 15, a high of 35. Offensively, he had 0 games over 40, 3 games over 30, 9 games over 20. My draft base value for Russell Wilson is going to be number 75. 75. And then my last one, my 10th rank was Kyler Murray, which I've done on a previous podcast, so I'm not going to cover him. So I'm going to jump over to Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, and we're going to talk a little bit about his position rank of 8. His best is 4. His worst is 14. Overall, he's number 82 with a best in the overall rankings of 50 and a worst of 119. There's a pretty good gap there. Average draft position for him is 74. Dak Prescott in 21 played 16 games, 410 fantasy points, ranking of 8. 20, he was injured, so I'm not going to really talk about that. 19, he played 16 games, 410 fantasy points, ranked number 2 with a 25.7 average, which was per game, which would have ranked him 6 in 21. He had 2 games under 10, 5 games under 15, and that's where he's going to hurt you. 1 game over 40, which was week 18, and it was as high as 42, and 7 games over 30. And 1 game or 11 games over 20. My ranking for Dak Prescott is draft base value is 84. 84. Next up, Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers. Positionally ranked number 12 with a best of 6, a worst of 16, overall 98. A best of 69 with a worst of 129. Average draft position for him is 90. 90. He played 16 games in 21 and 20, 411 points last year, 486 the year before, which was his best ever. Ranked 6th last year, 2 in 2020. He had 1 game last year under 10 points, 2 games under 15, only 1 game over 40, which was kind of a surprise to me. That was a surprise to me. He had 5 games over 30 and 12 games over 20. We all know that Davante Adams has moved his show on down the road, and that's going to affect him somewhat. And we're going to put his draft base value at 88. 88 for Aaron Rodgers, and that puts him somewhere around that number 12 range, number 12 overall for me. Derek Carr up next, quarterback for Las Vegas Raiders, positionally ranked 14th. His best was 10, his worst 21 overall, a 114 rating, a best of 87, a worst of 172, average draft position 108. And looking at his stats, I really came up with a lot here. 17 games. He had 322 fantasy points and a ranking of 13. That was in 21. In 2020, he played 16 games, right? So he played one more game in 21. He had 343, which means he had 21 more points with one less game in 2020, but his ranking was 14th. Now, this is some information I think you need to absorb. With or without Davante Adams, I think it's going to help him. But he had 1 game under 10, 7 games under 15. His high was 29 points, and that was week 1. Week 1. 0 games over 40 and 0 games over 30, 7 games over 20. He is a backup at best, and I'm not even going to consider drafting him. I'd just grab him off the waiver wire because that's where he's going to be. If you need him, you can get him off the waiver wire. That's what I would tell you to go get him. One last thing that I would like to discuss today. So wrapping up Derek Carr, I'm going to rank him 126, which means he is the last player I have. He is the lowest rated player on my draft base value chart so far. But next week, we're going to talk on our next episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. We're going to talk about Deebo Samuel, Cordarrelle Patterson, and their current sleeper player positions for 2022. We're going to compare some stats. I know I've already rated Deebo, so we'll do a little review on that. But I want to compare him to Cordarrelle because of the fact that the way that they're setting them up. And just for a quick hint, Deebo is being said that he's a wide receiver and Patterson is a running back. Something to think about, and I will talk to you soon.
Time's up. Bye.